Every agency has a certain percentage of contracts it's required to award to small business. The U.S. Agency for International Development has the added challenge of operating all over the world. The agency has spent the last week, though, pondering how to best deal with small businesses. For more, Federal News Network's Eric White spoke with the director of the Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization at USAID, Mauricio Vera.
Our office is basically an advocacy office. So USAID does its work around the world. We're in 85 countries around the world, and we do that work through partners. Okay, and the role of my office is to make sure that small businesses, U.S. small businesses, make up a significant percentage of those partnerships. And so why small business? Well, small business, first of all, it's the law because we're talking about federal contracting. So all of the federal agencies have responsibilities in terms of how much of their procurements, of their contract dollars should go to small businesses. But on the flip side, we know that small businesses is where the new innovations come out of, where new jobs. There's some sort of macroeconomic reasons why we focus on small businesses. But it makes sense also from a development perspective. Our mission is to assist other countries in what we call it the journey to self-reliance so they can eventually not rely on our assistance. So in order to get there, we have to try to help grow them and grow certain parts of their economies. So small businesses, U.S. small businesses who have gone through these challenges in terms of growing their own businesses, you know, they can mirror sort of what they do in helping us grow capacity in the countries that we work in.
So the growth of U.S. small businesses helps in countries that you're helping develop, and it helps those small businesses learn how to also manage their own growth and, you know, become integral into the government contracting process.
Exactly. So as we complete our projects, say overseas, some of them have to do with economic growth. Obviously, we work in many different areas. Let me step back a second. We work in the health sector, in agriculture, in democracy and governance, and humanitarian assistance. There's about 9 or 10 different technical areas that we work in. But one of the areas where I think small businesses are well positioned because of their experience is the economic growth. In other words, economic growth helping small and medium enterprises overseas in growing them because, again, that's where new jobs are created. And as new jobs are created, you know, in these countries, it helps these countries to grow in their journey to self-reliance.
And you mentioned innovation. We talk a lot to the defense contracting industry about how they desperately rely on small businesses for innovation. What kind of innovation do you all take away from small businesses in the U.S. or even in other countries?
Yes. So small businesses, our partners frequently come up with innovative ways for us to do development. For example, we work in very distressed areas, sometimes have to respond to humanitarian assistance projects where there may be a natural disaster or whatever it might be overseas, and a small business might come up with a solution of how, for instance, desalination project or something like that, or a technology where they may be able to convert, you know, water into potable water for the use of people who are in very, very difficult conditions. But there are always, whether it's in the agriculture sector and health sector, there's always, we have ways, you know, that's one of the initiatives of our current administration is to come up with innovative ways to what we call it co-creation or co-design, innovative ways to resolve the problems and the projects that we're working in. So working in conjunction with our partners, co-creating solutions. So helping them, asking them to come in and helping us to design a solution, using innovation to design solutions for our development challenges.
Mauricio Vera is director of the Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization at USAID. And the businesses in other countries that are, you know, they're small, they're probably a little bit more difficult to find. What are the techniques you all use to go about discovering these smaller companies?
Well, some of them are, you know, they may be either private sector or non-government NGOs, non-government organizations. And we frequently the way that we design our projects is we engage with them. We may do some kind of event, outreach event, where we will invite them in to work with our teams to see which ones can lead these development solutions. But for instance, one sort of creative thing that we did recently on a project is we had a contract where we basically brought in small businesses to become the prime contractor. And it was a small business set aside, so it was limited to only to small businesses. And the way the contract was structured, it's a 5-year contract, and in the fourth and fifth year, they actually the prime contractor, the small business, has to team up with a local partner. And the fourth and fifth year, that contract transitions over to the local partner as the prime. So it is a complete, again, we talk about that journey to self-reliance. We want to grow capacity overseas, and what a way to do that. But, you know, if you have actually you have a small business here mentoring a local partner and eventually growing that partner to build their capacity.
So that's neat, because that's kind of a different way. You're almost saying like, hey, look, you know, we're going to be dropping you for a competitor in 4 or 5 years, but you got to train them in the meantime as well. Yes. And so I imagine you roll that into the original contract itself.
Exactly. And of course, the original prime contractor still has a role in it. You know, they just have, you know, instead they become sort of the subcontractor, if you will. And the local partner becomes the prime. So it's a way to, again, to grow capacity, a way to both fulfill our commitment to small business utilization, while at the same time trying to fulfill our mission, which is to grow local capacity and to build those local organizations.
And what a great segue into fulfilling another mission in implementing the use of women-owned small businesses, when I imagine part of USAID's mission is increasing the role that women play in a lot of countries where, you know, they were kind of had a back seat towards things, and now things have gotten a little more progressive. What can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up, because and I didn't mention it before, but we have targets, we have metrics that we try to meet as an agency. And we have targets for small businesses, for women owned, and for minority owned businesses, disadvantaged businesses, and other categories. And we were the fiscal year that we just finished, we made our women-owned small business goal pretty comfortably, which was the first time in quite a while, because we're more challenged than other federal agencies because of our role overseas, where it's a little bit more difficult for domestic businesses to get contracts. But as far as women-owned businesses, we're very excited, because it makes sense because of the type of work that we do. There is just a large amount of women-owned small businesses that have the capacity to do our work. And we also work, part of our technical focus is women's empowerment and gender programs overseas. So it naturally makes sense for women-owned small businesses to take the lead on that.
We recently celebrated, and a Small Business Saturday was this past Saturday, was it not?
Yes,
Saturday.
That was
this past Saturday. Yes. Is there an international Small Business Saturday kind of thing? Or
well, we celebrated it in the sense that we called this, because it was Small Business Saturday, we designated this week as Small Business Week within USAID. So we've internally been promoting it as Small Business Week. We've been releasing some success stories of how small businesses are helping us around the world, which primarily internally, but also externally on our website. We put some stories in there about or some facts, and some, I think there's an interview of myself. But we've been promoting it internally, because my logic is always, you know, success breeds more success. So we talk about success stories, and then that gets people thinking around the world, wow, well, small business is doing this, maybe they can be doing something else for us. So that's how we've been able to grow our program significantly over the last few years. We've grown the actual awards to small businesses exponentially, like 10 times what it was when I joined the agency about 12 years ago.
Mauricio Vera is Director of the Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization at USAID. Speaking with Federal News Network's Eric White. There's more to the interview. Find it in its entirety at federalnewsnetwork.com.